Hey everybody, welcome to The Void, a show dedicated to filling the void between being an employee and becoming self-employed. You guys have heard this intro 1,000 times. I'm probably done doing it from now on. Basically,
that's not true. I'm going to make you do it. Like a month from now, we're going back to full intro.
Maybe. But basically, we help trades-based businesses either get off the ground or get pointed in the right direction. So you're in the right spot if you have a trades-based business.
We're trying to fill 5 minutes there. You got 38 seconds in.
Yeah, that's good.
I don't know what
to
tell you.
The intro doesn't need to be as long as it has
been.
You know,
you've been giving me a lot of shit.
Yeah.
For,
That's on purpose.
Yeah. He's been giving me a lot of shit because I got that live scope, right?
Yeah.
Like, you've sent me memes that are like they're little crying babies that when you get a live scope and still suck at fishing.
Yeah.
For the record, I'm good at fishing, and with that live scope, it's like shooting fish in a barrel.
It's I know. It's like
fucking
cheating.
Insane. It is cheating. And you know what? I love it.
I'm here for it.
I'm here for it.
Get in my live well.
When I tell you TRT's cheating, you're like, that's not cheating. I can afford to do it. Well, guess what, bitch? I can afford the live scope and I love it.
I don't think we can handle another Ozempic cheating conversation. That went on for like...
God, it went on for an hour.
It went on forever.
That live scope is freaking amazing.
Yeah.
Dude, it's
you mix LiveScope with ChatGPT and the Weather Channel.
Joe and my brother.
You've got like this lure at this time, at this depth, at this temperature, maneuver it this way, and you've got all the fish.
My brother keeps trying to convince me. So it's like the trolling motor has spot lock on it, right? Mm-hmm. And it goes off of GPS. And mine's an older one, so it kind of like it'll rotate. If it's real gusty, like it'll be off by 20. If it's steady, it'll be off by 10 feet, right? So you have to constantly move the live scope separately to point at the fish. He keeps trying to convince me that we need to write a program that keeps it locked in
spot
a GPS
lock your live
off
scope.
Yeah, so that the spot locks, and it's on there, because he literally can't do two things at one time.
Yeah.
So like he'll be fishing and then look over and it's off. Like I'll be in the driver's seat just laughing, drinking beer. Like I'm just like, how can you not? He's one of the smartest dumb guys.
Yeah.
I love him. I don't think he was, but like, dude, what do you mean? Like, it's just turn it to the right. But like, he can.
How do they not have spot lock technology on live scopes? Because they got it on drones. You can click on an object on a drone, and that drone will never leave that object. It'll follow that object wherever it goes.
I'm sure it has to do with the fact that it's under fucking water. That would be my guess.
Click on Big Bertha under the water and Walter. And say, do not let go of Walter. And
you can't
stay.
GPS doesn't go through the water.
They can still follow an image. Drones aren't GPS. They're following an image.
Dude, can you imagine what would happen? Like the fish, like if a
yeah, the
if
game
a school,
warden would have a fucking heyday.
No, if a school of white bass flew by, the whole fucking boat would take off. There'd be eight. You know what I mean? Like it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
This is the same
you
conversation.
You grab onto the saddle horn and hang on.
I have with Joey. This is not how it works. It's impossible. I don't know what to tell you. Like you could like point at a piece of shrubbery or a tree and do it. But the GPS doesn't work underwater. So I don't know how it's going to happen, but he's convinced that we can do it, and I keep telling him he's full of shit.
It's like never enough. It's like, no.
Yeah, that's
like,
what I keep
what
telling
else
him.
Do you want?
I'm like, dude, look, hold your rod in your left hand, reach over with your right, and when we go left, spin that the opposite, spin it right.
I want to see Joey drive an excavator.
No, you don't.
That's using all four limbs
no,
at the same time.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
I don't want to have it on my insurance, but
I
want to see him.
You might be dead. Well, it ain't happening at my house. I'll fucking tell you that right now. The guy should be so fucked up, you wouldn't know what to do.
That would be great.
Oh, God, I love him. He's my flesh and blood. You're my second best friend after Joey. And then after that, like Dustin, and then I have no one else. Like they're just all old friends that I barely talk to.
Right.
But man, he wears me out.
They should get a live
I love
scope.
The kid.
Live
I shouldn't say Dustin. Nate. I love Nate too. Nate's a fucking bad dude. So's Brett. Brad's okay.
Live scope the whole pond. And you have an app on your phone where it's like, okay, at 3:30 p.m., an estimated migration pattern is going to happen in the southwest part of the pond.
Like eventually you have to get to fishing. Like sometimes you just got to fish.
Well, it's like these guys with 48,000 trail cameras and they're all live feeding to their phone. Yeah. And they're like, I don't even need to be in the woods. My deer's not out there today.
Joey told me I need to get a drone for hunting. He's like, dude, this is what we do.
Yeah. Thermal imaging drone. You can find them easy.
You go out to the trees. I'll just drone up. You'll put a headset on and I'll just tell you where to go.
Well, that's illegal.
I know.
You can't use electronic communication.
He thinks that's the way to go. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, you just don't understand. You can't be doing that
convention.
Yeah, yeah. No shit. Oh, my God.
Lick the microphone. Oh.
Ugh.
First off, that's your breath.
That's your breath that's on you just licked.
That's no one else sits at that mic, bro.
That's your breath and a couple of years of fungus.
I did see him just eat Cheetos.
There was like a flashback of like one of the cats at 3 a.m. just like,
oh, that's gross.
Not in here. Nope. That door's closed. No cats allowed in here unless I'm in here. There was a cat in here earlier, but that's because I was in here all day. So
you're catty.
I'm not going to... Austin can't bring his wife anymore. It makes me retain all my super dirty comments.
That's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
I said it before.
I
mean,
I just...
Like earlier, like there's so many good jokes. You,
Caitlin, you're coming because we need a filter.
Your accountability partner.
Yeah. You keep
my
it...
My accountability
partner.
You keep
it legal to air.
Oh, this my God. It's YouTube. You say whatever you want.
This week's sponsor. God. No, she's like sponsoring like accountability.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
All right. So today's topic.
I had something else I was going to say and I forgot. Go ahead.
Today's topic, YouTube.
YouTube. What do you mean YouTube?
How does YouTube help your trades-based business grow?
You know, we used to do a lot of pre-gaming the last like 5 shows.
Yeah, no. Not a lot on this one.
Well, just let me have it. I'll just.
Well, recently I've been coming up with a lot of the.
Okay. Yeah. Toot your own horn. What are you doing?
What do you mean? The last 2 months I've come up with
as a
like
good podcast producer should.
Yes.
Yeah, it only took a year and a fucking half.
Recently, I've been starting to do my job.
What? Hey.
I love you, Ed.
Laugh if you want. I've been going strong on those ideas.
You have been.
How hard do you work? Just hard enough not to get
they
fired.
They are good. That's funny.
So I'm rolling it out. I'm not going to apologize for it.
Is that an Office Space reference? I love it.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
I love it.
So,
go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
YouTube, Facebook Reels, maybe. Instagram not Reels, really. All those things are great ways to help you grow your business. I'm gonna talk on YouTube just because I have experience with YouTube because we've had a YouTube channel for a little over 2 years now, and it's finally evolved to the point where it's actually beneficial to our business.
Fine.
Do you mean call wise or? Money wise.
Yeah. So I recently had to make, so in our CRM, we track how every single customer hears about us, right? If you heard us through Facebook ads, we track that. If you found us on Google LSA, we track that. If you found us on Google, which is different than Google LSA, we track that.
Yeah.
If you word of mouth, Facebook groups, all those things, right?
Is that through KPIs?
No, it's just in our CRM on CallSource.
Okay.
Anytime we build a new customer, there's a prompt where how did this customer hear about you? And we get to customize all the different prompts and we pick it. So I had to add one for YouTube because we're now having customers local here in Kansas City that find our YouTube channel and then call us for service.
Can I ask you about that? Is it people like in Blue Springs or have they been out a little further?
All around the metro.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So not just here in town.
They recognize we are in Kansas City. Gotcha. And so they call us because we're in Kansas City.
Good.
And our excellent. YouTube channel isn't really branded to Blue Springs. It's branded to Kansas City.
That's why I asked.
Yeah. And so it was just a couple of weeks ago, we got about a $4,000 job specifically from the YouTube channel.
Nice.
And so I've now created a call source for YouTube.
Because it's now
a marketing initiative.
Do people go to your YouTube, your Smedley Plumbing YouTube channel from the podcast also, you think?
No, we keep the podcast and the YouTube channel separate. Smedley Plumbing YouTube channel.
You telling me no one's ever listened to this and then went and watched Smedley Plumbing?
They could have.
Okay, where's my cut? That's my fucking point.
Well, you did like reply to a comment as The Void, and then you came back as Smedley Plumbing and replied to...
Yeah, because I've got two different logins.
Where's
and sometimes,
my cut?
Right. Well... So if somebody's listening to The Void
and then
they go to the Smedley Plumbing YouTube channel, chances are they aren't local is the thing. They may be a podcast listener and hear that I do YouTube and they want to check out YouTube. And so they're following it on YouTube, but there's no direct work from the business, right? So what this would be like this one here a couple of weeks ago.
Where's my guy?
Lady was, she paid a contractor to install a sump pump and gave him a down payment, and he basically took and ran with her money and never showed back up.
Ouch.
And so now she's like, up shit creek without a paddle. So she's like going around on YouTube trying to figure out exactly how hard this is. Is this something her husband can do? She stumbles across a couple of our videos. She calls us and we go out and do this work. And ironically, we do this work free of charge for her because we were able to get the county to pay for it.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, pretty cool.
Nice. Like,
win-win all the way around. Yeah, hey, you lost your money with this guy. However, we're going to do this work and not charge you a dime. The county is going to pay us for it, right? So there's a $4,000 job, approximately $4,000, that we got specifically from our YouTube channel. Oh,
you had to bust up floor and everything.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we've got a couple of those jobs under our belt that way, right?
Nice.
And so we've now made a call source for it, and we're able to track leads from YouTube. Other things that can happen with YouTube videos. So I want to start this whole conversation by saying Google owns YouTube. And I don't mean like they own it like in a dominant sense. I mean physically. Google is the...
I don't think anyone thought of it that
way. Well, I'm just saying, like, the word owned is like thrown around. Yeah. You know, Conor McGregor owned that guy.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that guy's Conor's slave. Man,
yeah, I own Mitch Smedley.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, physically, Google physically owns YouTube, right? Yeah. And so because of
sisters.
There's a lot of data sharing. And if you get
100% data sharing.
Yeah. If you perform well on YouTube, it helps your Google business performance as well, right? And so as long as Google's not playing games, it works really, really well. This last month, we've been dealing with Google playing games with us, and it's really fucking annoying, and I'm excited for Google to pull their head out of their ass.
Are we going
to
talk about that?
Or, maybe later.
Let's just go on.
That might be another topic.
That's another thing for another day. Just keep going.
But basically, Google doesn't know how to do math. So anyway, just saying, we went from 952 reviews to 915.
Let it go, dog. Let it go. So, let it go.
Anyway.
Another day. Man, he gets to get red too. Did you see him? Goddamn Google.
Got me hot under the collar.
When his neck gets red, that's when you know he's really.
Yeah. Well, his neck gets red first, and then his forehead, and then his cheeks.
Other things get red too, but this is a child friendly show, and so we're not going to talk about that.
I'm tan enough. You can't tell if it's red.
Anyway. So because Google owns YouTube.
This is not a child friendly show.
If you get a video that performs well on YouTube, Google also appreciates that. And so we maximize and leverage this every way we can. We maximize it directly with YouTube and get that to perform as best we can. We maximize our Google and get that to perform the best we can. We also share these videos. We force the interaction and we share these videos on our website, which is found on Google, right? And we get Google to recognize that these videos are shared on our website, and we own the YouTube channel and we own the website, and everything blends and meshes together. And so essentially we use YouTube for one, a small revenue source. And I say small because we've done YouTube for 2.5 years and we're just now to the point where YouTube's bringing us in anywhere from like $1,400 to $1,700 a month.
You have not made any money on YouTube.
We have not made money on YouTube.
No.
Our long-term play on YouTube is to do enough revenue on YouTube that it offsets our advertising budget. So if I can get the YouTube revenue up to our advertising budget, well, then that basically makes me free advertising.
Yeah.
Right.
It's
a long-term play.
Yeah. If you were on that, we just talked about long-term plays on the last show.
Yeah. Right.
But like, even if it got to the point where it was, say tomorrow, it hit your advertising budget, you still have a year and a half or 2.5 years to
recoup. Right.
So even best case scenario, we did that tomorrow.
Right.
You're still 3 years in.
Yeah.
Or I'm sorry, 5 years in before it would break even.
Yeah. Now,
unless it went above that, of course.
Here's I want to take a step back and talk about the types of videos that we do on YouTube. So we've done some entertainment videos. We used to do some videos with Ford before Ford went kind of dumb on us.
Yeah.
We never really talked about this on the show.
Yeah,
but
we did. We talked about it. Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah. Ford, we talked about Pfizer.
Yeah, Ford was looking at sponsoring the plumbing company. Ford has a sister company that was a software company that was looking at sponsoring this show. And then Ford directly was looking at sponsoring our plumbing company because we have an all Ford fleet. And so it would be like, for me, it would have been like a trifecta, the YouTube channel, the plumbing company, and the podcast. For Dave, it would have been I guess it would have been like a quadfecta, because they were also looking at sponsoring Tradewinds.
Hey, if you like what you're hearing on The Void and you want even more info, we just started a mentorship program specifically for trades professionals to start their business or to get their business to an incredibly healthy position. So if you'd like more info, click on the link in the description of this show.
For David, it would have been like twofold, right? The podcast and Tradewinds.
Yeah.
And then Ford ended up...
And their software was like Field Pulse.
Their software was similar to Field Pulse. Their software was incredibly inferior. I will say that. And I'm not bashing them.
It was garbage. I'll bash them.
They were in their infancy, is what it was. Their software was pretty good for how infant they were. However, it paled in comparison to the other softwares out there. They were just new.
Even Jobber.
Yeah.
Jobber made it look bad.
Yeah.
And so, the more I got to thinking about that, just kind of to wrap that up, they were leaning on Mitch so hard because they had no one to guide that shit.
Yes.
Looking back at it, that's what their play really was.
Yeah.
And
in their initial offer, they had me having a seat on their product development team.
Yeah. Because they, let's be honest, had no fucking clue what they were doing and then tried to dictate to us. We don't like you guys. You got faith stuff that doesn't follow our agenda.
Yeah, so
fuck off. They're bankrupt.
So
fuck them.
They sent us over a rough draft of a contract.
Caitlin left and the fucks flew.
Yeah. This contract would have evolved into something huge. And meanwhile, we've been talking with them for 6 months. They had never once listened to an episode of our podcast. And they asked me, why can't I find your podcast on your website? And I said, because we keep it separate, because we get a little divisive on the podcast, we get a little political on the podcast, and I don't want to polarize our plumbing customer base, right?
Yeah.
And they never once listened. And then finally, the day after they send over their initial rough draft of here's what a contract could look like, they listen to the podcast that night, they call me the next day,
they're like, Dave's a jack-off.
They were like, we'd love to continue this, but your co-host. And I'm like, all right, so it's off the table. And they're like, well, it's just your co-host. And I'm like, it doesn't matter.
Mitch had my back.
Yeah.
Mitch had
my
back.
You're not going to drive a wedge between David and I. Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah. So, the thing is,
that's corporate America. That's not the,
of course.
The messenger. There's a guy, Dave Saunders. He's a great guy.
He's an amazing guy. I emailed him some really good emails.
He's a great guy. He's just the messenger for the big corporate machine.
Douchebags. Yeah. You mean corporate douchebags.
And so he's put in a funny spot because he's having to say we when it's not really him. It's
one or two.
It's the people
idiots
above him, yeah, right? So it's just, that's what happens when you're dealing with corporate.
Well, let's wrap a bow on this, but let's be honest. It was probably a blessing in disguise.
We
thought that initially, right?
Yep.
But now looking back at it, after they caved and folded up, there was nothing that we were going to be able to do to project them into being one of the leaders, Service Fusion or Field Pulse.
They
were going to fold regardless.
Yeah.
So it's probably a good thing that we didn't push aside some great contacts we had to deal with their fucking bullshit.
And we had, I had very direct conversations with them of we won't let somebody sponsor this show that doesn't have a good product. And right now, your product's nowhere near as good as Field Pulse.
Yeah.
So right now, I can't let you sponsor the show. I can't put our brand and our reputation behind your product until it's as good or better than our current sponsors. And we have a long way to go.
Yeah, and that's basically
the way it went. But ultimately, that whole relationship started from our YouTube channel.
Yeah,
I had bought an e-transit for our plumbing company, and we were trying to get our YouTube channel off the ground. We were one of the first in the nation to receive an all-electric Ford Transit, and so ironically, the day I took delivery of the Transit. Was for those that have listened to all of the episodes of this show.
First off, God bless you.
Yeah. For those that have listened to all of the episodes of this show, thank you. If you listened to the first episodes, you would have remembered that our producer, videographer guy, his name was Marcus. The day I took delivery of that Ford Transit was Marcus's last day on the job. He made a couple of errors that meant that we could not keep him employed any longer.
He didn't show up.
Mentally, physically, all that stuff,
yeah,
right?
He just didn't show up.
Yeah.
It's okay to tell the truth.
Austin started literally like the next day.
Well, I think you let him go on my first day, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
I actually went back and watched that first video just yesterday that we did together, our very first
was
one.
Was it bad?
Well, you hesitated.
That means yeah.
No.
I'd love to remake the first video you ever like. So when I hired Austin, it was a 1099 contract job at first.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And I said, let's make a video to represent the plumbing company. And basically, the theme of the video was that preparation is the heartbeat of everything we do. And so,
how do you remember that?
Oh, I got a memory like a steel trap.
I do too, but I don't.
And so Austin and I filmed a video of all the things we do in the morning to prepare for a successful day. And it was like getting up early, like the alarm clock going off early and tapping the alarm, getting in the shower, cooking breakfast,
steam
coming off of a coffee, going to the supply house, getting parts.
In the fall.
And the video culminated with us arriving at our first call and pushing the doorbell. And like, we've done all of this before we ever ring your doorbell. We're that prepared to give you amazing service, right?
Doorbell rings. Mitch is standing there, pajama pants, junk hanging out.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. That was a previous episode.
That was a previous episode. So Austin knocked his... That was basically Austin's like interview. Yeah. It was like a paid interview.
Well, let me ask a question.
I can't remember how much I paid you for, but
like
I paid you for
$500. Yeah, oh, that was a long day. Well, we started at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Let me ask you a question. Did you know that was like your, like if you didn't make this video well, like that you weren't going to get hired? Did you think about that at the time?
No, I mean, I was very transparent. We're going
to
make this video.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Austin.
Honestly, I didn't look at it like, I guess I was looking at it as an optimistic point of view. I didn't really factor in failure. All I was focused on was just making...
You were like, I'm going to make this awesome video. And I'm going to get this job.
Yeah, it was kind of like the guys who made the Batman movie so successful. They actually were talking to each other like, we never did ask ourselves, like, what if this fails? Because it wasn't their mind.
No, you were just like, I'm going to make this and it's going to be awesome and I'm going to get this job.
Not like in a haughty kind of way. It was just sort of like, I was tired of Quit Trip. We started... I think I was at his house even before 4 a.m. Like I had my stuff set up.
Really?
Yeah. I had my tripod ready to go.
Austin,
he came
up that early?
Yep.
Well, actually, when I used to work at Quit Trip, I used to work 5 to 1. Like,
oh,
every
that's
day.
Right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. So I was already in the schedule, and I think it was like 8 p.m. by the time we finished up the edit.
It was a long fucking day.
Long day.
And that didn't include editing or anything else.
Good for you, dog.
So
go ahead. I just wanted to hear what he had to say about it.
Yeah. So that was like the beginning of our YouTube career.
Marcus never really did. He did them for the plumbing.
Well, that's
company.
Part of why he's not here anymore is because I had him on staff for 6 months. And after 6 months, we had a total of 4 minutes of YouTube videos.
That's my point.
Yeah. So, but outside of all of that,
you fired.
Yeah. Now they were amazing 30-second videos, but 8 30-second videos after 4 months or 6 months is not acceptable. Anyway, so we bring
Moving
Austin
on.
We start making videos with this all-electric Ford Transit because we're one of the first in the nation to receive it. We were very transparent on these videos that we aren't bought by Ford. We aren't sponsored by Ford. We paid for this thing. If this thing's amazing, you're going to hear about it. If this thing sucks, you're going to hear about it, right?
Yeah.
And so people started flocking to our channel because they wanted to learn about this all-electric Transit.
Yeah.
And
there weren't any reviews, really. There were just like, guys would open the door. This is it. This is it. This is it. There was real knowledge in those videos.
To this day, we are the most viewed American-based Ford e-Transit videos on YouTube.
Really?
If there's Ford e-Transit videos on YouTube.
A lot of them.
If there's Ford e-Transit videos on YouTube that have more views than ours, they're not based out of America. They're based out of other countries that got them before we did, and they're based out of other channels that have a significantly larger following than we did.
Like their channel
time.
Is We Review Cars.
Yes.
Things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Car and Driver gets an e-Transit. Of course they're going to get a lot of views.
Of course.
Right? Now Car and Driver didn't get one, but you get what I'm saying.
Yes, of course.
So anyway, Onward. We made a lot of videos with this e-Transit. We just went... We went like balls deep with this thing. And sorry, Caitlin, but
I've heard balls deep in a long time.
I mean, we went.
That caught me, man.
I think that was in my best man speech for you.
Well, there was that one video we were doing where it got so hot in the van, the camera turned off.
Yeah.
We were running the camera so hard. I'm literally crying.
Basically, we took this thing straight off the showroom floor, empty, and we went and weighed it, and we went and see how far it would go on a charge. And then we built it out with our full build out and all of our product and all of our shelving and tools and everything. And then we went and weighed it again and see how long it would go on a charge. And we were dispelling all the myths, because anti-EV people are like, oh, wait till you put any kind of weight in it, it won't do anything. And it's like, okay, let's figure that out. Does it change it, right? And ironically, for people that listen to this show, EVs do not care about weight.
No.
They don't care at all.
They care about cold and distance.
They care about cold, they care about wind resistance, and they care about speed.
Yeah.
That's it. Which is wind resistance.
Let's go to Colorado and charge 87 times.
Yeah. So, I don't recommend that, by the way.
No, your wife's still mad.
Yeah.
She's still fucking mad about that.
And so, if you're growing a YouTube channel, this is a quick insert. Like, to get your 1,000 really quickly, like, latch on to something relevant and, like, new, like a product.
Yeah.
And get your 1,000.
We used the eTransit videos to get to our 1,000 subscribers. Right?
Yeah.
You have to have 1,000 subs. You have to have 4,000 watch hours of content in order to get monetized on YouTube. And so we used the eTransit videos to get there. And like, we did all kinds of things with it. We found out more efficient ways to drive it and less efficient ways to drive it. And so then we made videos on like, if you drive it this way, here's what kind of range you're going to get. If you drive it this way, here's what kind of range you're going to get. And then we stumbled across a very unique way to drive it to where it gets a ton of range.
Yeah. Remember when you went to Little Blue and drove it like 30 miles an hour?
20.
Was it 20?
Yeah.
I went by you like doing 70 miles an hour. I was like, that's fucking Mitch.
Yeah. So Ford claims this thing has a range of 106 miles, and we actually went 300.6 miles on one charge.
Yeah,
right?
You were now, also very doing 20 mile an hour.
I mean, you can't say it's unrealistic because we did it, but it's not very practical driving style at 20 miles an hour all day long with the AC off.
I don't want to get into like a whole EV thing. Like, EVs have their place. Like, if you're around, but if you're around town in a, like, if you lived in
Amazon,
New York, or you lived in England, or you lived in like somewhere that's densely populated that you're only doing 20 to 30 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Like, it makes sense.
Yeah. And your daily driving circuit's like less than 70 miles a day.
It makes 100% sense.
It makes 1,000% sense, because we save $700 every like 6 weeks with this thing.
Yeah. If you're driving to Colorado to go skiing, you don't take an EV.
Well, that was a trial and error.
Oh, I wasn't talking about you. I was just saying generalities. Yeah,
whatever.
Your insecurities.
Yeah. He's so insecure. He just
But so like we grew our channel with that, right?
But, that's good, man.
But Austin and I even quickly realized that we're confusing the YouTube algorithms with, are we an automotive review channel or are we a plumbing channel? And so we, literally the day after.
Was it title-based?
Part of it's title-based. Part of it's just the algorithms understanding what kind of content this is.
Gotcha.
We were throwing out plumbing videos. We were throwing out e-transit videos back and forth and back and forth. Yeah. Basically, we were riding the e-train or the e-transit train for as long as we could.
Of course.
And we really only kind of had one more video to do with it, or two. We had a 2,500-mile review of like, okay, we've put 2,500 miles on it. What do we think about it? And we had the world record video where we set record for the longest distance on a single charge. Still standing to this day, by the way.
Did Guinness contact you?
No.
Did you contact Guinness?
No.
Man.
Wait, beer or records?
Both.
Okay.
Like, you should do the record thing, though, and then try to do it again.
Yeah.
Although it's loaded now. The guys are using it. Doesn't someone use it every day now?
We filmed it loaded. With 2,000 pounds of cargo, we still went 300 miles on one charge.
I say call them.
It was fully loaded.
Dude, do you know what kind of, like, swag...
I don't know.
You would have if you did that?
Yeah. Well, it has to be a qualifying record.
I don't know why I'm whispering.
Yeah. It has to be a qualifying record. Like, you can't go find some obscure thing and set the record. Like, it has to be.
That would be a real thing. The EV, like.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
We thought about it. We thought about it.
All those stupid hipsters would be like, yes.
So eventually, like, where we were kind of going with this whole thing was Ford saw all of our videos, and my wife calls me up one day because she was still answering our phones at this time.
Yeah, we've been babbling for 10 minutes. And back on track. Good job, Mitch.
Austin's following me around. We're filming plumbing content, and I actually remember exactly where we were at. We were at a friend of mine's house. His name was Chris Bolger, doing some plumbing work for him here in Blue Springs, and my wife calls me.
Yeah.
And she says, hey, I just took a phone call from a lady that you need to call back right away. And I'm like, oh yeah, what's her name? And she tells me her name and she says she's an executive at Ford. And I'm like, uh-oh. Because here we've been putting all these videos on YouTube.
You're about to get sued.
I'm thinking, I got a cease and desist letter heading my way, right?
Yeah. No, and they just send that. They don't call you.
Yeah. And so
I've got one.
I call this lady back and she's like, hey, this is so-and-so from Ford. I'm in town with five or six other executives from Ford. And we've stumbled across your videos and they're amazing. We're actually in town in Kansas City touring the Clay Como plant where the E-Transit's made.
Are you tired of complex and high credit card processing fees? The Void Podcast has negotiated exclusive rates for the Void listeners. This program's tailored for trade businesses like yours. And if you're using House Call Pro, switch and you can expect to save $80 for every $10,000 you process per month. Don't let high processing fees drain your profits. Visit empowerpayments.com/the void or call us at 913-423-1265 now and unlock your savings.
Are you available for lunch?
Did you say only?
And I said,
if it's
yes.
At Savoy.
Yeah. I said, and yes. Like,
and
so
it better be a fancy lunch, and I'm bringing five people.
We went to a fancy barbecue place. Austin was already with me.
Where'd you guys go?
What was that place called? Overland Park.
Q39?
Jack Stack, I think.
No, Joe's. Was Casey it? Joe's.
Casey Joe's over in Overland Park.
Oh, that's good stuff, too.
So,
the Z-Man.
Yep. Oh. So we go there, have lunch.
I'm so
we want to film the whole
right
thing
now.
Because it's great content for YouTube.
Did they let you?
No.
Yeah.
They specifically said turn that off, take the battery out.
These conversations are
off the record.
Well, I got shut down because I went as far as being like, okay, here's your mic. Yeah. She goes, what for?
Yeah.
Here's your mic, bitch.
Yep. So
take this.
And
really just clip it on you.
Yeah. But anyway, we had a 2.5 hour lunch with five executives from Ford.
That's a long lunch.
It's a lot of executives. We're talking executive vice president of branding, executive vice president of EV networks, executive vice president of charging, executive vice president of electric vehicles.
Yeah.
The like social media. She used to work with
executive vice president of social media. She used to work with Gary Vaynerchuk.
You should probably,
Gary V.
Like, if you have any of their emails, you should probably call them.
I have
them.
All of their
emails.
You
should
emails.
Probably email them and say, hey, how did Pfizer work out?
Yeah,
how did that go?
They
go good?
They aren't connected with Pfizer.
Of course they are.
Pfizer makes Viagra. Pfizer makes software companies that fold. Anyway.
That was good.
I'm just saying.
And you wonder why we don't do late podcast shows anymore.
Yeah. So
first off, these podcasts have been great.
We have this whole meeting with them and it starts a great relationship. I can now reach out to any of those people at any time and get any questions answered. Right.
Yeah.
I've asked them a lot of questions about charging and all kinds of stuff. And, before, like I reached out to them and got the skinny on, hey, we're wanting to set the world record for this thing. We're going to make a video. Tell me the exact weather conditions we need to be on the lookout for to get the most range. And this chick tells me exactly what to look out
for.
Yeah,
they were probably like, no wind, 78.
She told me the exact degree that the E-Transit performs the best at and everything, right?
78, cloudy, no wind.
Yeah.
That was probably it.
And so we figured all that out and did the video. Anyway, long story short, we met five Ford executives simply by making some videos and putting them on YouTube, right? And now Ford's sharing our videos all over Ford's network.
Yeah.
So our videos get more mileage and everything else. Well, if your videos do well nationally, they're definitely going to do well locally, right? So since then, we had to kind of cut bait from the Ford videos just because we were confusing the YouTube algorithms and they didn't know that if we were an automotive review channel or a plumbing channel. So our YouTube channel got stagnant for a little while we like retooled and focused more on the plumbing side
of
things.
Yeah, you had to step back and punt and be like, okay, if we're going to do this, like obviously we're not a E-Transit specialist. We're not Car and Driver. We're not Top Gear.
Yeah.
We have to do plumbing videos.
Yep.
What are my plumbing videos going to be?
Right. Now, here's the flip side of all this.
I'm actually
in addition to our relationships with Ford.
I'm working on it.
Addition to our relationships with Ford, our company, was featured in the New York Times for our revolutionary advancements in our fleet by bringing on the E-Transit.
revolutionary advancements.
Their words, not mine.
I've never heard so much bullshit in my life.
It's great PR.
Of course it is. I'm not crushing you. I'm crushing the words that were chosen.
If you want your plumbing company to take off and your website to take off and your SEO person to absolutely love you.
That's a lot of liberal D.
Go get printed in the New York Times. I'm just saying.
That's what it takes to get printed in the New York Times. Usually,
I've got a copy framed on the wall.
I know. It looks good, too.
How many people have been printed in the New York Times?
It's pretty cool. I mean, more than you'd think, but it's cool.
Right.
It's super cool.
Right.
Ironically,
a week and a half later, we were printed in the Washington Post.
They would
A completely different topic that had nothing to do with the e-transit.
Yeah.
But once it's kind of a snowball thing. Like once you get on one, the others want you.
Yeah. They would never put me in any of that crap.
No. No.
Can I say that both videographers they sent out with Pfizer and one with
Ford.
Yeah, whoever they got like weird balls. And it's awkward.
Weird ball. They had weird balls.
No,
you saw them with their pants off.
No. I don't know where he's fucking going with this. Yeah. But you better rein
on Austin. You got a lot of explaining to do.
Rein his ass in.
They are weird balls. Not they have weird. Balls.
Okay, they are like weirdos.
Yeah, like they both came out and the.
Hey Austin, I'm gonna break it to you. All videographers are a little
careful
on the far side of normal, but you have to be. Like I'm just going to say, I would not like my videographer has to be weird. If you're not weird, you probably don't have a job here because I need that creativity.
It's the same way you want like your chef to be fat.
Yes.
You want, yeah.
Yeah, so, same thing.
Right now, Danielle's getting a tattoo from, I can't remember the guy's name. What was his name?
Cabbage Patch Kid.
Cabbage Patch Carl.
Cabbage Patch Carl.
She comes to me and she's like, I'm getting a tattoo and this guy's name's Cabbage Patch Carl. And she's like all nervous. And I'm like, that's the guy you want to get a tattoo from.
How funny would it be if at the bottom of every tattoo, there was some cabbage and then his initials in it? Oh my God.
Like trademark
it'd
them.
Be gold.
Yeah.
Well, they were. It's a weird thing because you never know who's filming and what into what capacity.
I will say, like,
hey, look.
As far
she
as
she just sent me a photo of her tattoo.
Great. Is there a cabbage patch thing at the bottom of it?
I'm
disappointed. I just want to back up Austin a little bit here. All artists are weird as shit.
Yeah,
I think you have to be.
Like, you need to be.
Yeah. Like those of us that can play guitar and sing, like our brains are weird. That's me. Everyone that has ever listened to this podcast knows that I'm a little off. Everyone in Tradewinds knows he's a little weird.
It's kind of like whenever I used to I guess I still play guitar, but whenever whenever you take your guitar into to get worked on, you kind of want the guy to look like he may have done meth. For like 10 years.
You want him to at least have long hair.
Yeah.
And to be over 50.
You don't want him to look like some guy who graduated like Catholic school or something.
I work on all my own guitars. I do not work on my own amps. I take him to Preston Electronics in Lee Summit. The guy's like 75.
Yeah, I don't put in pickups.
Why?
Because I'm not experienced with electrical.
You're right. I don't know how we got
on
this topic.
We're derailed.
Do we want to edit it out or just keep going?
Okay, just keep going.
Shut up and keep just talking. But what do you want to talk about, Mitch?
What I'm getting at
is... I understand what Austin was saying earlier about this is why we don't do them in the evenings anymore.
I'm actually tired for whatever. I'm like, man, we haven't done this late.
Once you start increasing your... Like, YouTube is a form of social media.
That's also good.
Right? Once you start increasing your social media presence and your social media consistency, opportunities will begin to unfold.
Yeah.
Directly and indirectly.
Yeah.
Okay. We have opportunities that present to us directly from customers. Customers in the KC market that see our videos, our plumbing videos, establish ourselves as a authority in the plumbing space.
You're an expert.
In Kansas City.
Yeah.
Right? No other company in Kansas City has as many views on videos as we do.
Yeah.
And
it's instant. You don't have to prove that once you get to the home. If those calls come from that source, it's automatic.
Yeah.
Oh, we've trusted him. That's why we called him.
Yeah.
He's an expert. We know what they say. Half the sales process is done for you because of it.
Yes, exactly. People buy from people that they know and they like and they trust. And if they've watched one of our YouTube videos, they know us, they like us. And based on the view count, they trust us.
Yeah.
Right? We have a video about I know we have a lot of plumbers that listen to this show. We have a video about thermal expansion tanks, the most unsexiest thing ever in plumbing. And it's got over 500,000 views on YouTube.
Yeah, it's because people want to know.
Yeah. Ironically, today, the day today. The day we're filming this show.
I love you so much.
We have a video where we went to like Home Depot and bought an A.O. Smith water heater, and we went to Win Nelson and bought a pro grade A.O. Smith water heater. And we compared the shit out of them. We literally took them apart piece by piece and weighed everything, and then we pressure tested them both simultaneously to see which one would fail first. And big shocker, the box store unit leaks first, right? That video today, we just released it 74 days ago. Today, across 250,000 views.
Nice. Right?
So if we're in a customer's home and the customer's like, well, they're cheaper at the box store, and we show them that video, 250,000 people can't be wrong, right?
Yeah.
So it establishes us as the authority, yeah. right? So now this isn't making
makes your statements credible.
Yeah. And it's not us making vlog style videos, right? Now there are some guys out there that kill it in the video space doing vlog style videos. Boston Plumbing Monster, for example.
Monster.
That's
yeah, I know. Yeah.
That's like he kills it in that space.
That's why I love listening to
plumbers,
Chris Panette.
Plumbers love following that guy. Yeah. Because he is one of them, right?
Yeah.
I structured our channel a little bit differently. His is plumbers focused. Ours is customer focused, plumbing customer focused, right? And so, I mean, we still have fun with it. We've got a video that's got like 97,000 views of how to build a spud gun, potato launcher, right? I think we had to call it the yam cannon because we were trying to avoid the word gun on YouTube.
And at the end of
and it's 100% completely illegal, but they are fun as shit.
Yeah. I mean, you can't conceal it very well. But I will say that if you point it at a police officer, you are going to regret that decision.
Do you know that?
Can you imagine getting blasted in the face with 480 carbs?
Do you?
At 300 feet per second.
Baked potato.
Do you know?
Baked potato. This is a loaded baked potato.
Do you know that if you put a rubber O-ring in there, like a real fat one, and then put a golf ball in there?
So we have an inch and a half barrel. A golf ball won't fit.
Ooh, should have done 2 inch.
I know.
That's okay. And the reason you don't do...
We've tried. I'm just saying.
At the end of the summer, we'll have...
Do you remember the one your dad used to have?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, love that thing.
When the summer's over, we'll have pretty much like full-length videos of every single plumber installer, so that you'll even more build to the credibility of it. And not just seeing Mitch, but Spencer and Anthony. And
right. Now, obviously, video stuff takes a significant investment, right? I could have gone through the trials and tribulations of trying to record all this myself on a cell phone and everything else. I held my pay very low early in the company. And instead of, once the company got substantiated, instead of doing what a lot of owners do and start pocketing money, I held off on pocketing money and I hired a videographer. A lot of people would not do that, right?
No.
We're now to a point where the videographer is paying for itself. However, I'm just being brutally honest. It's probably a 2-year turnaround before you actually see an ROI on your videographer.
Yeah.
However, internet day and age is not going anywhere. Video is where it's at. And so if you can find a way to record videos and use a virtual assistant to get them edited or send them overseas for editing or find an editing company or something like that, do it.
And there's,
because you're going to establish your company as the authority in your marketplace.
Yeah. And there's nothing to say that you have to start out at the level that Mitch started out at. Like, you can shoot little videos on your phone, and I don't want to take anything away from Austin or Mitch, but like, you can start that way. Like, you doing a little service on a sink, you doing a little bit of this, you doing a little bit of that, get your feet wet.
Right.
You know what I mean? Share those. Hey, this is what I do in my daily business.
Right.
And I'm not saying YouTube, I'm saying social media. Hey, this, you know what I mean? Get your name out there through the video platform. And then as you grow with that a little bit and get a little bit more experience, like you could start a YouTube channel then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you're not starting dead cold.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're not, some guys don't have the 20 grand to invest.
Yeah.
You know,
full transparency. I dropped $25,000
on
equipment when we got into the video realm. Now, part of that $25,000 was for this podcast.
Yes.
But
But that shit was cheap.
This was the cheap side of it.
Yeah,
this most of it was cheap. The cameras and the lighting and everything else for the video side of things. Now, here's some other perks of video. We've made 4 TV commercials, all self-produced, self-filmed, in-house. And I bet between the 4 commercials, I bet I spent less than $1,000 on materials.
Yeah.
And we've run those commercials. We could rerun them again. We could dub them over, edit some audio on top of them, change them up a little bit, and rerun them again.
I think you should add some audio to them.
All right, so you've newly started your company and you're trying to pinch pennies. However, you don't realize the biggest thing that's hurting you right now is not gathering all of your information into one spot and making it super efficient for you to use. So the answer is Field Pulse. It gets you off of paper tickets. It gets you off of all of that crazy office work at the end of the day and reconciling all that stuff. And it lets you organize everything with ease. It puts it all into the computer. It actually puts it all into the cloud. So it's not even putting it on your computer. And it lets you organize your customers. It lets you organize all of your service calls. Heck, it'll even route you to your service call. And the best part is, even after all of that, you'll probably realize about a 100% growth in your business just in the first year of using Field Pulse. So if you'd like to check out Field Pulse and see what great looks like, click on the link in the description of this show.
You and I watched them the other day. Yeah, they're actually really good commercials.
Yeah, they're just a little slow.
They need call to action and a little talk, and they'd be really good.
But like all of these things are available once you embrace the idea of video.
Yeah.
And video is where things are going, and social media is the freest form of advertising you will ever see in your business. People don't want to be sold shit on social media. They don't want you to be like, hey guys, this is Mitch with Smedley Plumbing, and I'm going to give you a tutorial on how water softeners can help your home and the health of your family. Like,
this is a plunger. Yeah. This is how you unclog a toilet.
They don't want that.
You should make that video, by the way. What they want is
from the company that claims every technician has 10,000 hours of experience. They want some videos to back that up. They want some videos that prove that we know more than any other company out there. And so we give them videos like that. The most in-depth, like literally, and I'm not patting myself on the back here.
Of course you are.
The best video on thermal expansion to ever grace the internet, we have it.
That's okay.
Right?
Yourself a pat on the back once in a while.
We're the first company ever to buy a pro-grade water heater and a box store water heater and dissect them and put them through the torture test we did. And there's plumbers all over the nation that are thanking us. And I can't tell you how many messages I get.
Yeah.
I sold a water heater today simply because I showed them your video.
Yeah.
Your video helped convince them away from the box store unit into the pro grade unit. Thank you for making that video.
Yeah. I really wish the one at my house would have launched into space.
Yeah. So yeah, that's another video we tried. We tried blowing up a water heater. Now,
I wish it would have worked, man.
Full disclosure. In the follow-up of all this, so we failed. We tried with 2 water heaters to blow them up like Mythbusters did.
Yeah.
In the follow-up of all of that, through the comments and everything else, because we still posted our failure videos where we were unsuccessful.
Yeah.
There are some really smart motherfuckers on that watch them.
Of course.
That told us exactly how to make it happen, and we were not even close. They were blowing them up with steam. I didn't know this.
Oh, because that actually makes sense.
Fill them half full of water, energize the bottom element, do not ever let the water cool off, and the moment that water turns to steam, the water heater rockets off.
That actually makes a lot of sense. God, I feel really fucking
quicker,
stupid.
Like maybe for the one we try, I feel
well,
like
it. I think it will really take a lot of time, but really that's what you did with the other one. You filled it with water and then added air pressure. Steam's the same way.
Yeah, but
you're filling it half with water. Steam, you're turning on the bottom element, and then steam is expanding.
You're filling it all
hold on,
up.
Hold on. Let me. I gotta look this up because this is important.
And steam isn't air pressure. It is. Steam is. God, I'm gonna get this wrong. It's hydraulic. How do I say it? I can't
Let's
remember
see.
What the term is. It's
so
hydraulic
when water,
and
when
something
water turns
else.
To steam, it expands to 17 times its size.
Because it's hydraulic.
Right. So that's what we were missing.
Yes.
17 times its size in an instant.
Yeah. Okay. So you're telling me in the fall we're blowing up another water heater?
I don't know. Because let's be honest. The premise of that video was, can a water heater blow up in your home?
It doesn't matter. It's still cool.
I know. And so like, realistically, you're not going to have one element sticking in the top half of your water heater full of air and not steam.
It's not the point. You've proven that it's fine.
Yeah.
Blow something up.
Blow something up. Yeah. We might. You never know.
All right.
So, but actually, ultimately,
you know what? It's probably better that you don't. Like, I was nervous. I was like, man, if that lands on my barn, like, holy shit.
I'd have been
shit.
Good for it.
No, I know you would have been. But, like, it would have been like, okay, we got to get the tarps out. We got to do, you know.
I didn't
you
want
know.
It to come through the barn and land on the Camaro. That's the, like, clunk, clunk, through the roof and onto the
yeah,
Camaro.
That would have been bad.
That would have been a bad day.
Janine would have stabbed you in the face.
Yeah. I can imagine. Janine comes home from work and there's a water heater in her bathroom. Dude. And a new skylight.
Dude. I can't even begin
you wanted
to,
endless hot water and more light in
Janine's,
here, babe.
Janine's one of those women that she is like, so she's not like,
she's super laid back until she's not.
Unemotional. Like, she doesn't say anything, but like when it gets there, like, yeah. I could imagine her with a hatchet.
Yeah.
Like chasing you around my yard.
Oh yeah.
I'm going to cut this mother, you know, yeah. I just like, oh shit.
I think I could outrun her, but now oh, that she's could. Mad.
Yeah, she can't run for shit. She'd sneak over here while you were asleep. That's what she'd probably do.
Revenge is patient.
Yeah. That
exactly.
That is so good.
You're going to open up the shower curtain. She's going to be like,
she's just standing there with a hatchet. What do you want me to take off?
She'll get like something that's not even sharp, like just a dull butter knife.
Yeah. Why a spoon?
Kill me with a spoon.
More, you.
No, yeah. A potato Whit. Peeler.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Like the Joker did off of Dark Knight. Sorry.
That's fucked up, man.
ultimately, with YouTube, you've got...
Jesus, Lord help us.
You've got this unlimited platform that allows you to do whatever you want with it and establish credibility in whatever area you want to establish it in. And so you can use it to your advantage. If I want to establish myself as the authority in butterflies, I can make videos on butterflies and I'll be the butterfly king, right? If I want to establish myself...
a weird example to use, but okay.
I'm just serious. Like,
I know. It's just a weird thing to pick.
The world is your playground. You can make yourself the authority in anything as long as you put enough time and effort and energy into it on YouTube, right?
And if you want to start, like, if you don't want to put out the 25 grand, and this is something that Mr. Beast did, he's like, I made this video, I made enough money, I bought a mic, and I made more videos, and I made more money, so I bought a new computer. So you can kind of do it that way. It's right. A long-term play, but start on your phone, and then... get yeah. A mic and then get this and get that.
Right, right.
The only the only videos I've ever made on my phone are inappropriate.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen any of
them,
thank
God. Austin.
So
it's easy.
But like,
I'm not the one going dark.
There's a lot of owners that
say
like,
it was dark.
Towards the end, so I invested into video towards the end of our first year in business. We were looking at a sizable amount of profit. We were looking at some profit that we needed to spend, otherwise we were going to have to pay tax on it. And so I chose to spend a fair amount of it on video equipment, reinvest back into the company, right?
Yeah.
So I took our first year's profits and made them nothing. Not nothing, but I took a lot of our first year's profits and put them back into the video space. And that was a long-term investment, play.
And it was intentional.
And it was very intentional, right? Those video efforts turned into this podcast. Those video efforts turned into our YouTube channel. Those video efforts are our plumbing company YouTube channel.
Yeah.
If you follow this show on YouTube, They're on there, but most people don't listen to podcasts on YouTube. And so, like, if you were to gauge the efficacy of our podcast on YouTube, you'd be like, oh, their podcast sucks. But it's because podcasts, like, unless you're Joe Rogan, podcasts don't do well. And nobody wants to sit here and watch the two of us talk.
No.
They want to listen to it in their earbuds while they're working or doing other things.
We're going
to
do some fun ones this summer.
We're going to do some boat shit.
Yeah, we're going
to
do some fun stuff.
We literally had somebody reach out to us saying, hey, when are you going to do a podcast on the boat?
Yeah,
and
then we'll do some stuff.
Condensed, like, versions of podcasts.
Yeah. We'll probably do like 15 minutes.
We did a couple of videos of David eating shit on a surfboard.
That'd be good.
That's what we're going to get.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
I think that we should... we'll get Austin. You ever been fishing?
No, we want to go fishing. We're waiting. You told
us. Literally, like, hey. It's literally you video them and we watch Austin bait hooks.
And get a fish off a hook and fillet it.
Yeah, all that stuff.
And then eat it.
Yeah. Man, fried fish. Oh, fuck.
Have you ever had lake sushi?
Dude, it's so good. I know that one has had a lot of fried fish.
I'm not talking fried. I'm talking sushi.
Dude, have you ever actually ate a raw crappie?
Yes. As I wink at Dave to get Austin to eat one.
I have eaten raw deer heart.
That's
that I've cut out
crappy
of
crappy sushi.
That I've fucking cut out of a deer. I have done that.
Yeah, I've never suffered
really?
Into that. Nope. I'm not going to take a bite out of the heart. I'm not going to take a bite out of the liver. I'm going to enjoy my tenderloins and move on.
So, I just did it once.
Like, I'm not trying to prevent anybody.
I have done the whole, like, put your thumb in the blood and put it across your forehead kind of thing. Like, you're christened. You've now harvested your first animal.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah.
But whatever.
It just is what it is.
I'm just kidding. I don't
I mean, they did it in Lion King.
Okay, Simba.
So, ultimately, guys, if you're looking for a long-term play in a way to build your business branding in a way that's timeless, because YouTube videos are timeless, Austin and I still get paid every month.
Yeah,
from YouTube videos that we did 2 years ago.
Yep, it's
like,
already done.
Like, I'm gonna pull it up on my phone right now.
I'm still wanting to know when my fucking cut's coming in.
Content. Not content.
I can't
Let's
even go. Get a freaking dinner.
We need to start doing YouTube.
Let's go revenue the last 28 days. So in the last 28 days, I've made $127.84 from a video that I put out 2 years ago. I've made $139.06 from a video I put out 2 years ago. Made $71 from a video I put out a year and a half ago. Made $58 from a video we put out 2 years ago. I've made $1,095 from a video we put out 2 months ago. So YouTube is relatively timeless.
Yeah.
It's not like when you make a Facebook reel and it gets 5,000 views in 3 days and then it shuts off and there's no more views after that.
Yeah.
YouTube continually goes and continually goes and continually goes. And so you're making small investments that build over time.
It turns into passive income almost.
Almost, right? Yeah. So you still have to keep pushing the flywheel to keep it going. You still have to keep putting out content so YouTube shows all your other videos. However, like every time we make a video, that's a small investment into the bank of YouTube. And then it'll pay dividends for months and years to come. And we're still making hundreds of dollars a month from one video that we did 24 months ago.
Yeah.
So outside of that, if you do your videos right, like who cares about the $100 a month? That video helped me sell a $2,000 water heater, right? So that's the big play.
Yeah. And it's the same play that we talk about when we talk about being on social media all the time and growing your own personal brand. It's the same play.
Yeah.
You're just doing it in I don't want to say a different way, another way.
It's a video way.
Yeah. It's just, it's another way. So if you're doing both,
yep,
they compound on top of each other, and that's just going to continue to bring work in.
Yep.
Like, we beat it into the guys' heads in Tradewinds. I know they get tired of us saying it, but it fucking works.
Yep.
You've got to be on social media. This is just the next avenue after that.
Yeah.
I think of Gary Vaynerchuk. I was watching an interview with him, and he just talks about how it's like, why not? Because he's like, I get to put videos on the internet for free,
right?
Free advertising.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, you don't have to spend $25,000. We chose to, but like, you know, you could do it for free, you know.
There's a lot of people that are doing videos with their cell phone.
Yeah. And so he's just like, literally
the big money makers it's the, what do they call that? The little light halo, their iPhone on there, and they're literally making tons of money.
Yeah, like you could do makeup tutorials and everything. Like, you don't need all the video equipment. You can be doing it with your phone. And there's been times too, Austin and I, what's the value of our camera, Austin? Probably $6,000-$7,000.
I think it's
actually, camera and lens.
Maybe when you bought it.
Well, now for the camera now, it's like $4,500, just because like new cameras have come out.
Yeah.
But the lens is probably $1,500, something like that.
So $5,000-$6,000. For the camera, right?
Yep.
We don't need a $5,000, $6,000 camera. You can literally do it with a cell phone you already have.
Yeah.
And then if you're worried about editing and everything else, you can hire for like $2,000 a month, you can hire editors to do that for you.
Yeah.
Right? If you're a member of Tradewinds, you actually get exclusive rights to Austin.
Ooh. Yeah.
Austin will do services for you if you have to be a member of Tradewinds, but he'll do stuff for you.
Editing, consulting.
You do not, I say that, you do.
You don't really have to.
No.
I guess his thing's on the front side of the website.
So I put him at the bottom of the first page under Smith Media.
Yeah.
And then the link goes to his Facebook.
Yeah.
And
so if you go to tradewindsconsulting.com, and that's TradeWins, no D, consulting.com.
Yeah.
And then you scroll to the bottom of the page, you'll see a Smith Media thing on there, and that's how you get a hold of Austin.
I'm not sure
exactly. If you want him to do some video editing for you.
Exactly how I let him talk me into it. We have two partners on there. It's Phil Pulse and now Smith Media.
Maybe I'm just a good salesman.
Yeah, maybe I just have a soft spot for you.
Yeah.
it's relationships.
Maybe you ever think that's it?
Yeah, that's David's charitable deed for the day.
Relationships, yeah.
Just remember, I can turn that fucker off with a keystroke. It's literally click, gone.
there's a lot of other guys out there that can do some really cool stuff for you. I've got a buddy of mine that's one of my friends on Facebook. His name's Daniel Miller. He does some really cool stuff with short form video content like Reels.
Yeah.
And his shit goes viral. Like,
it's funny.
It's cool.
It's
shit.
Good stuff.
And so there's plenty of people out there that can do this for you. But however, it's not a flash in the pan. It's not a one hit wonder. It's a consistent putting out of videos. It's a consistent output.
Yeah.
And you do that consistently over time.
It's a slow play.
Yeah. I wonder if my thing will tell me.
It's one of those things, and I want to get on to a whole new another thing. I know we're going to wrap up, but it's one of those things that you're not going to see results instantly. Just get over it.
Right.
Like, it's one of those things that it's just like learning the career of plumbing or HVAC. You don't go in day one and are an expert. You know what I mean? It takes time.
I wish my...
You have to be consistent. That's the only way to really make it work.
I mean, like, over the course of 2 years, I mean, if people could only see, like, the hills and valleys that we went through, like, there was points on our YouTube journey, we were like, dude, it's going to take it off. And there were some times where we're just like...
Why did we waste our time
with
that?
We were about to just, like, you know, hey, let's do the other thing instead. So yeah. It's just...
So
just is what it is, man.
We have 139 full-length videos on YouTube.
You and I, or you and Austin?
Me and Austin. Okay. Smedley Plumbing.
Okay.
139.
You know how many I've seen?
That's a lot.
You know how many I've seen?
What? None.
No, I watched the water heater one at my house.
Okay. So,
A lot of people give up. And I watched the toilet one and the thermal expansion one.
So... 139 videos we've got
good.
Today, ironically, today we crossed 2 million views.
Total.
How cool is that?
It's really cool.
Celebrate. Austin, next beer's on me.
Celebrate. Boom. Good
next
time.
Sweet tea.
Root beer, right?
Root beer, yeah.
So, yeah, today we crossed 2 million views. 2,014,965 views.
From just a dumb old plumber.
I'm just a plumber.
It's kind of funny, like...
Right? Austin's just a video guy that wasn't even... Like
a video guy.
I'm gonna take a pat on the back for this one. This is me patting myself on the back.
Oh fucking man! Doesn't your arm hurt,
Austin?
I mean,
I got a stretch. Austin went from freelance videographer to professional videographer the day he hired on with us.
Like I thought he was actually gonna be, because I was trying to find clients, and I thought
everyone thinks that.
I thought Mitch was gonna be a client, and the conversation turned because he was asking me different stuff, and I was expecting it to
turn. You just got to that point. Like when I reached out to you, the intention was I hire you on full time. From the moment I messaged you,
She kept telling me. I was like, we went on.
Kaylin's over here, you dipshit.
I told you.
Kaylin wouldn't talk like that. She's too sweet for that.
We were on our second year anniversary trip, and like the whole time, like I just couldn't get myself to enjoy fully just because I was so focused on like, dude, I want to get a quit trip. I have this job. And then Kaylin, she kept telling me, you got the job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was meant to be.
I knew Kaylin was smarter than him.
But ultimately, video is a great platform for you to explode your business, increase your authority, and make your customers fall in love with you. So if you're willing to make the investment, and it's both time and money, if you're willing to make the investment and you're willing to go through all the trials and tribulations that come with YouTube, because there are many, we've done video. The biggest failure video we've got, Austin and I combined have probably 80 hours invested in a video that has paid us to date, has probably paid us $100.
And I remember like the tone and the mood was like super low.
Oh,
after day
sucked.
Three and day four and five, it was like wet and like you're trying to get like, you're angry and you step in the mud and you just
But then we've got another video. Our most viewed video out there took place in my basement, took almost no setup. It was just me talking to the camera and boom, 500,000 views. Like, it's insane, right? So you don't know what's going to pop off. However, you have to stick with it. You have to You have to not give up, right? Because the failures only happens when you stop, when you quit. Yeah. So you got to get up one more time and keep going and make another video and make another video.
It's only over when you stop.
Yeah. And so that's, 139 videos later, and we've actually got a lot more. They're just in the queue ready to release. But, you know, 140, 150 videos later, here we are. We've got a little over 13,000 subscribers. YouTube is paying us about $1,400 to $1,600 a month right now on average. I think the best month we've ever had is like $2,000.
And we went up and down every single thought avenue with YouTube. Of we tried pretty much everything.
Yeah,
like,
and you have to. You have to learn the gamut. You have to try everything and learn what works for you. But ultimately, you can use it to grow your business dramatically, especially since Google owns YouTube. I want to end it on that.
Yeah.
You're trying to grow your website. You're trying to grow your internet presence. The best way to do that's not TikTok. It's Google. TikTok is international. Google is national U.S. Like, I know they're international as well, but you can have a 4 million view TikTok.
They focus stuff here.
Yeah. You can have a TikTok with 4 million views and it gets you nothing.
Yeah.
If you have a Facebook video with 100,000 views, it doesn't really get you much. You get a YouTube video with 100,000 views, and now you're gaining some traction.
You're getting paid.
Because Google owns YouTube.
You're getting paid.
So that helps your website, right? Your SEO guy will love you. So until next time, guys, if you have any YouTube questions or anything, feel free to email them to us, askmitch@mitchsmedley.com or mitch@tradewindsconsulting.com. If you have any other questions for us on the podcast, you can also email Dave, david@tradewindsconsulting.com. And until next week, guys, we will see you later.